Hi, I'm Chris Dawes from Visual PR, and I have the privilege to host this podcast for the next handful of guests on behalf of BusinessWise, the voice of network in Swindon. I'll be talking to some of the BusinessWise members about their businesses, their advice on networking, and wherever else the conversation may take us. Right now, I've got the pleasure of introducing Andrew Wilkinson from Secure Safety Solutions. Hi, Andrew. How are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you. Not too bad at all.
I did say that right, didn't I?
You did.
That's okay then. I was worried I was going to fall over the sussies.
It is a bit of a mouthful, I must admit. Yeah, I should have gone for something shorter.
No, it's all good because it does what it says on the tin. Tell us what the business is.
So essentially, we are a one-stop shop, I guess, for all things health and safety. So whether that's things like policy writing, risk assessments, a safety training, it could be things around fire safety, water safety. Essentially, as I mentioned, we're kind of the one-stop shop really for all things health and safety for small to medium-sized kind of businesses that don't have their own internal health and safety team. We kind of fill that void.
And I guess your ultimate is that it's prevention rather than cure, but it could also be that after something has gone wrong that they go, okay.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So we do get the calls from people that have had an accident or had some kind of legal correspondence to say that someone's going to make a claim potentially, and then that's when they call us and say, look, it's gone wrong, I've had this letter, can you help us? And although there are things we can do, we're very limited on what we can do because the event's already happened. You know, ideally, we want to try and get people in a position where they're preventing it in the first place, you know, whether that is through training, risk assessments, you know, just kind of safety monitoring in general, really, to make sure that those kind of things don't happen. That's what they say, isn't it? Prevention is better than cure.
Absolutely right.
So yeah, that's the kind of main aim, really.
And that's everything from looking at the processes, the documentation even, I guess.
So the documentation is a big part of it, making sure that they've got the real, I always say it's like a backbone of how an organisation manages their health and safety. But having fantastic documentation is great. You know, the behaviours that surround that and the routines you've got around that is also just as important, because you can have some fantastic folders and a library or a suite of documents. However, if people aren't following them, they don't know about them, and it doesn't reflect what happens in the day-to-day, then it's not really worth the paper it's printed on. And, you know, authorities like the HSC or the Fire Service will see right through that straight away. We see many templated documents used, for instance, and it is obvious when it's not fit for that industry or fit for that business.
I've just made a quick note there. I'd imagine that the bane of, well, I was going to say your life, but I guess your client's life or people who should be your client's life, is AI.
Yes, definitely. And actually, we had a bit of a funny one. This was about 6 months ago, where a client had come to us and said, oh, these are all of our previous documents. These are the kind of things that we had in place. I said, oh, you know, who wrote them? And it was someone that worked in their office. And you know, any safety qualifications or training? And they said, no. But they've used some online tools. Oh. They said, online tools. And it wasn't until I was reading it that I think what gave it away is that it was all kind of written in American, you know, Zs rather than Ss and stuff. And it soon became clear that, yeah, this was not written by a human. It was very well written. The language was very, on point. But it definitely didn't reflect what they were doing. It had things like bomb threats and things like that in for a local carpentry business. It wasn't really a fit for purpose risk assessment, shall we say. So,
I mean, everybody in marketing, and we will move on to marketing because we're a networking group, obviously, but everyone talks about your avatar customer and things like that. Mm-hmm. From when I've heard you speaking at the networking groups, mm-hmm. there is no avatar. I mean, everything from office to factory to it's anybody. So where does it start? I mean, who should be speaking to you, and who do you go and instigate conversations with?
Yeah, great question. So essentially, we've got any business that's got five or more employees, that's when their safety duties really kind of kick in. If you've got less than five, you have to have the same stuff, but you can have it in your head, is how the kind of HSC say that. You know, you don't have to have it written down, which means that people don't really do it. But five or more employees, that's when your legal duties kick in to have it all documented. And then anyone that has a commercial premises needs things like fire risk assessments, for instance, for that commercial premises, regardless of amount of people in there. But no, essentially, it's anyone that meets that criteria. Again, construction sites, we've got everything from construction through to pest control, through to commercial cleaners, office teams. Yeah, it's a very wide kind of spectrum of of clients, really. It's a wide range of industries, which keeps it fresh. It's nice to move between the industries because it keeps it interesting for us. And then we learn something as well about their industry. You know, something I always say is that we don't necessarily have to be a professional in their industry. We just go in and ask the right questions, and we can then get to the bottom of what they do, and is it a safe practice?
It's that whole sort of done for you, isn't it? That they're taking away the onus from them knowing everything that needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly that. And I mean, they're the experts in their industry. So, you know, we're not going to go in and tell them how to necessarily do something or change something. It's about, right, what is the processes you do? And is there a way that we can tailor it and make it safer?
So it's a two-way conversation.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Yeah, very much so.
I like that. Just picking up on, you mentioned, say, anybody who's got commercial premises. Mm-hmm. What about things like serviced offices? I mean, that in theory, that would be taken care of the owners of the serviced offices.
Yeah,
but the people that
yeah.
rent into, would they need to, even if they've got five or more employees, would they still need something like this?
No, not if it's, so typically if it's a larger kind of set of serviced offices, so, you know, we're talking 30, 40, 50 offices inside, the landlord would normally take care of that. So that would be a landlord responsibility.
Got you.
For larger premises that maybe only have three or four units within them, and the tenants can change that layout how they want, that's then becomes contracted to the tenant. So that would be a tenant duty. But it's all kind of sorted out in the contract, if the contract would say whether the tenant has that responsibility or not. But yeah, normally things like shopping centres, so we're thinking about the Brunel, for instance, that's normally done by the landlord. They would come around and kind of cover all that off, unless it's a slightly bigger unit and they've got kind of carte blanche to go and change the internals, then that would be the tenant would do that. Yeah.
I gotta get, yeah, okay, that makes sense, and all the processes. Where did this come from? What's your background with all of this?
So I think, like a lot of people that work in safety, I kind of fell into it. It was never something... I
don't Hopefully think anyone... it was safely, though.
yeah. I didn't injure myself, let's say that, yeah. It's one of those where it's, yeah, I didn't sit there one day and go, oh, I'm going to get involved in health and safety. I don't think anyone really does that. but it was at Heathrow. So I joined Heathrow as a security manager back in 2012. And when you're a security manager there, you're given certain other tasks or project work, and you're kind of I guess the go-to person for a certain topic. And I remember the first week I was there, the person next to me was given security intelligence, and they kind of went down the line, and I thought, that sounds really cool. He's like James Bond, you know, he's gonna be working with MI5 on the side. And and then they went, Andrew, you're gonna have health and safety. And I went, oh, hang on a minute. I want a piece of what he's got. I want a bit of security intelligence. But it was the kind of catalyst, really, to everything that we've got today. You know, that was absolutely fell in love with it. And that's where it kind of snowballed, really. Did some further qualifications and then joined Heathrow in their central safety team. So managing essentially everything that a passenger touched apart from the plane itself. So landside buildings, landside roads, landside car parks. Dealt with some quite kind of high profile incidents and unfortunately a few fatalities. And yeah, it just exposed me to a lot of stuff that someone in my position would not normally be exposed to, you know, speaking with the HSE on a weekly basis, understanding how they work, which is quite important for a regulator. And then, yeah, we moved the family out to Swindon, and that was about 8 years ago. And then we started the business end of 2019, so September 2019, just before COVID, which was a perfect time.
Good choice. Yes.
yeah.
There's a few people fall into that, wasn't it? And it's like, yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Looking back, it wasn't. But I mean, we were able to kind of, you know, diverse into, move into kind of COVID safety measures. And yeah, that allowed us to kind of flip onto that for a little bit, which was good.
Networking has clearly been a route that you've chosen to go.
Yes.
For anybody who maybe hasn't done it, how has that benefited you, and how do you go about it?
Massively, absolutely massively. So I mentioned that we started in 2019. One of the first things I did was try and find some local networking groups. And there was a few different ones around Bassett, a few East Swindon, West Swindon. Some were a bit social, some were quite, you know, militant, some were, you know, very, very different depending on the kind of style or thing you want. Once I found a single seat networking group, it was what got me through COVID, essentially, as a business owner. It really helped, you know, having that kind of support from the rest of the members there was something you can't put a price on, really, because if you're going through it, there's a very good chance that someone else has been through it or is going through it at the same time as you. So it's like having your own kind of business team, your own marketing team, your own board, you know, all there that are, you can bounce ideas off and that are there to help support you. And especially when you're just a single business owner, it can be very, very daunting. You often question yourself, you know, am I doing the right thing? Mm. Is this right? Is that right? And to have those people that you can bounce ideas off that aren't clients, because you spend all your time with clients, you can't suddenly ask them, you know, what do you think of this idea? Whereas actually, through the networking, you've got, yeah, a team of people that are there to not only help with referrals, but also to help support you with any other decisions or questions or queries you may have. So yeah, very, very valuable.
And I think that's a key one that you mentioned there, isn't it? Is it's not just about the referrals, definitely not selling to the room. Mm-hmm. You know, people can go in with that wrong philosophy. And there is the social side, which does help. We can't get away from that, break away from the four wall syndrome and everything.
Of course, yeah.
Especially in business wise, the banter that we have is off the scale at times, isn't it?
Absolutely right. Yeah,
which
yeah.
is good.
It does. It keeps the world turning. It's 100%. Really important. It's really important because it, you know, it can be a serious place. You know, business can be serious, but it doesn't have to be necessarily all the time. You know, obviously, especially within safety, it is quite a serious topic. However, we are also human. We can have a laugh as well.
Exactly.
And it's really important that we do that and take that opportunity, I guess, when we can.
And you know, picking up on your comment that you say there, what I love, we don't know all the answers, but we don't know what we don't know until we're in a situation, and we might not know that there's even a better or a different way.
Yeah.
And it's those minds all together that just share stuff that suddenly you go, oh, actually, do you know what, that's really useful.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the little tidbits of information that people give, you know, whether it's changes in Google, for instance, the stuff that I'm always amazed about, because, you know, someone will stand up and they'll, you know, Danielle in the group, you know, will turn around and say, oh, there's a, you know, some changes, Google are changing this algorithm or that algorithm, and yeah. And then you go, oh, right, okay, well, there's no way I would have known that if someone didn't mention it. And it's, yeah, it's those key little tidbits that you kind of pick up and go, oh, okay, yeah, I need to look into that a bit further, because that is going to affect my business. So, yeah, it's really Agreed. Important.
I've got to ask the question, why business-wise? That's
why,
a big one,
isn't it? Why not business-wise, I think, yeah. is the question. It's just a fantastic group of people. It's, as I mentioned, I tried many, many different types of networking groups, different networking events, and there's nothing like the feel that you get when you walk into the kind of business-wise room at 6:30 on a Friday morning. Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's just one of those feelings where, you know, on a Friday morning at that time, especially on a rainy, wintry morning,
we've had a few of them.
We have, yeah. There's definitely other places you can sometimes choose to be. You think, oh, I just want to stay in bed. But actually, once you're up and you're there, it's a brilliant start to the day. Yeah, yeah. It really helps kickstart things, I guess, for the next week. It almost kind of aligns your thoughts through to making the most of the end of the week, really.
And I agree with you there. I think a lot of people can get put off by the early morning, quote mm-hmm. unquote. I found myself really getting into the habit easily because, as you say, is that it's a different start to the day. It's mm-hmm. it's a motivating start to the day. It's maybe a funny start to the day.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and you're ready to go. You're back in the office either about the time that you would normally, possibly slightly earlier in some cases, ready to go.
Exactly that. Yeah, it's one of those, it's not eating into your working day. You've still got that whole working day to be able to, you know, to spend it how you want to be and be productive. So, it's definitely time well spent.
What's the future of Secure Safety Solutions then?
Well, we have just employed our new health and safety consultants, which is a very exciting time for us. So we're now up to a team of four. So we're ably supported by some admin staff as well. And yeah, the plan, or the buzzword, I guess, for 2024 is just growth. I suppose anyone that's run a business by themselves would know it's, you just get so caught up in the doing that you don't necessarily focus on the growth, or you can't focus on the growth because you're busy doing the doing. And then the more that you're doing the doing, you end up doing more doing.
Goodness me.
There's lots of doing there, isn't
yeah,
there?
Was.
But you do, you just get so busy that you just focus on delivery. And actually it's about taking that step back and taking those steps that you need to take to be able to grow and scale, because it, you know, that's what's important, I guess.
And I think you used a key word there. My business, Visual PR, has the same challenge this year, is that the phrase that I keep referring to is scale up, and it's this invisible lines and all of this sort of stuff that I know what I need to be able to do, but I need to do this to do that. And it's a big old challenge. But again, coming to business wise and all the minds of some that have maybe done the stage that I'm at, some that have seen others go mm-hmm. through it, you get all these other bits of information that I find incredibly useful, and not always advice, but the confidence to do it.
Absolutely right, absolutely right. And one thing I must say actually as well, and something I didn't mention earlier, is that through, you know, the networking scene, it, you know, this is where, and through business-wise, this is where I've built my support network for the business, you know, whether it's HR support, you know, accounts, you know, every other service, my IT support, everything that supports our business has come through single seat networking, and it's been absolutely fantastic. They're trusted people that have supported me through the last 4 and a bit years. So yeah, they're part of that journey. I wouldn't have met them without doing the networking.
Because we're doing the doing.
Exactly that. We're too busy doing the doing.
Exactly right. That's the buzz phrase from now on. I think that's it. A piece of key advice that you would give someone from your business to theirs.
I mean, it's got to be around networking. It's got to be get involved in networking as much as possible. Find the networking that suits you, because different groups are going to suit different people. Just come and try business-wise, I think, is the key thing. Come and
as long as the seat's available.
Absolutely right, yeah. Yeah. Single seat is key, because there's going to be no conflict in the room then. And that is something that's discussed for, you know, with any new members, isn't it? We go through and make sure there's no conflict in businesses.
But it's always worth recording interest, because things sometimes change in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. We've often found where people have kind of moved on, whether, again, they've scaled and they're ready for the next stage and they move on, which is fantastic. But then, yeah, leaves that seat then open and available, which is great. So absolutely, yeah, register interest. I can't really kind of emphasize it enough, really, how important it is, especially for new business owners, because quite often we're not born business owners. We're passionate about our industry and we just want to do it for ourselves. And the business stuff we need to learn. And the best way to do it is to join someone like BusinessWise.
Same question, but now from your business's speciality, the health and safety, any key advice that you would give to an organization?
I think just preparedness. I think just as a summary word, it would just be preparedness. So whether that's work activities, whether that's tasks coming up, whether you're moving premises, you've just got to have the right stuff in place. You've got to have the right documentation, the right processes, the right people, just to make sure, you know, if something was to go wrong, have you done X, Y, and Z? Because that's where people then call us and say, it's gone wrong, can you help?
Yeah.
And although we'd like to, sometimes we can't because they've not done something at the start. So yeah, I think it's a case of just be prepared for whatever's coming up.
And I always think of it as from the angle of, you know, be prepared in case something goes wrong, but it's also the processes, the procedures and the documentation of that for people that are working within that business to avoid them even happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, we've got to give people the information and training. You know, instruction and training is part of it, and through induction processes and all that good stuff that people expect when they first join a business as well. You know, that's really key that we give them the right tools to be able to keep themselves safe and their colleagues as well. So, I mean, there's a big part around it. You know, around kind of general well-being and mental health as well. You know, people are generally a lot more productive. You know, when they've got good health and safety routines in place, they feel more valued. So all those things all aid in productivity levels as well. So it's not just about, you know, stopping people from getting injured. There's a lot of other benefits to managing it safely as well.
Agreed. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to say or share about your business?
Gosh, no, I don't think so. No, I think I've covered everything off. I think it's just a case of just check out our website, keep an eye on our LinkedIn pages. We've got lots of fun stuff coming up. As I mentioned, we've got Linda, our new health and safety consultant, on board.
Hello.
And she's actually in the room here as well. So she sat over in the corner. And just keep an eye on our LinkedIn. There'll be some great stuff coming up. Our e-learning suites as well, which we're going to be advertising more. Some new courses coming onto our e-learning. So if that's something that you currently use for your business, then just give us a shout. We can make sure we've got something nice and specific for you.
And that web address is
www.securesafetysolutions.co.uk.
Fantastic. It should be with the audio that you see here, the details and that LinkedIn page, which I should imagine will all be there. Andrew, it's been an absolute pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. Thank you so much for taking the time. And as he said, come along and join us at BusinessWise if the seat's available. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you very much. Cheers.